Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We're going to spare her.
Really?
Yes.
What are you going to ask for?
Something simple. Something that I know she could do for us.
Right.
Oh. All right. I can ask her something simple, right?
Yes.
Okay. I offer to free your soul in exchange for guidance towards the nearest town.
Interesting. Now cut the chair.
Is she?
I see the direction she is pointing. She has honored your offer.
Thank you. Is she?
Yes. We need to leave this place.
Agreed. That child needs warmth, sleep, and most importantly, something to eat. Let's leave this place and never look back.
Shh, 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 shh.
It's all right.
So, what's the plan?
Find somewhere safe, I guess. Give the child to the authorities, maybe.
You think that will be easy? Remember, you're still wanted back in Argrim.
Yes, I know. Look, for now, the child's life is most important. If we just wanted it to die, we would have left it in that place an hour ago. Now, is there a road? You mentioned one leading away from the house.
Yes, the driveway. It's overgrown, but leads through the woods.
Well, I suppose there's only one way to go, then. Brings me back to the woods before the accident.
Yes.
We've been a bit preoccupied, but what was that all about? I mean, why did the woman give us the child, and what was in the woods?
There was something animal following us. I've felt it since then.
Yes, and the typewriter in the basement?
The black goat comes.
Yes, exactly. There is something larger going on here. It's something that feels almost...
unfinished.
Yes. I know it's dark, but you don't see anything, do you?
I promise you, Arthur, I'll let you know the minute something begins to follow us.
No, thank you. In fact, this is one time I would be happy to just walk blindly around.
The rain is letting up.
Thank God. It feels like it's been storming forever.
I think I see a main road.
Where? Where the driveway leads out?
Yes, it's overgrown. No wonder this place is abandoned. It's near impossible to see.
And this road?
It's paved. And more importantly, I see lights. A fair distance, but a manageable walk away.
Thank God. Let's just move.
It looks like a truck stop. A diner and gas. I'm not sure what you'd call it.
Let's just call it a blessing. God, I can practically taste the coffee now. Does it have a large glass window on the front, a wraparound counter inside?
Yes, and a number of people.
Oh, wonderful.
A woman, crying. She's wrapped in a blanket.
Crying?
She looks ragged, cut up. There's a police officer with
her. Wait, what?
Arthur, I think this might be a bad idea. There's a phone booth to your right. Let's just wait a moment.
Well... what are they saying?
I don't know, Arthur. I can't read lips. But she does look inconsolable.
Wait, you don't think... the car that pulled off to the side of the road...
the one we originally stopped for?
Yes, you don't think that this child's mother...
she definitely looks like someone who's lost something of immeasurable value.
What is the police officer doing?
He's just listening to her. Maybe consoling her. There's another officer that's just appeared from the back...
down.
There's a truck pulling up to the diner. It looks like a man getting out. He's left his engine on.
Why?
He's pulling a case out of the back of his flatbed. It looks like he's delivering something.
Oh, right.
Arthur, his flatbed is empty, and the truck says Crawford Farm, Harper's Hill.
Amanda Cummings lives in Harper's Hill.
What do you want to do?
Even if this child doesn't belong to that mother, maybe we should leave her with them.
You want to give them a baby?
No, I mean, that would lead to too many questions, but maybe we can leave it on the stoop of the diner and then get their attention.
Arthur, are you sure?
Yes. No. Yes. We're in no condition to be taking care of another life. She'd be so much safer with them. And this car may be our only chance to get to Harper's Hill.
You want to ask him for a ride?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we could. Or we could just climb into the back of his flatbed.
If he catches you...
well, that could be bad. But if we just ask, that could be worse.
All right. Well, let's cross that bridge when we get to it. For now, if you stay low, there is a cement partition you can hide behind on your way to the front entrance.
Wait.
What?
Do me one favor first. Describe her to me.
The child?
Yes. I won't get to see her, but... maybe just let me know what she looks like so I can try to remember.
She has warm eyes, a soft blue, and a curling smile. Through thin lips, as if she knows more about the world than she's letting on. Her eyebrows are thick and curious, and her fingers are chubby but long. A piano player for sure, one day.
Thank you for that.
No, of course.
Right, here we go. It's all right. I hope to see you again soon.
They haven't seen you. Let's go.
Right.
Arthur, keep your head down.
I just want to watch. I want to make sure they've seen her.
All right.
Do they see her yet? I...
Yes, they've seen her. They're panicked. The woman, she's crying. Arthur, I think this is her mother.
Well.
Well.
I mean, we did pull over to see if we could help. I suppose we did. Okay, where's the truck?
Back along the partition. Stop, right here. Okay, what's your plan?
I'm just going to ask him for a ride.
What? Why?
Because, let's be bold, there's no sense in dancing around it when we know we're going to Harper's Hill.
Exactly why bother interacting with someone?
I'm doing it. Is he in the truck?
He's heading to it now, but...
All right.
Arthur! Arthur, stop! Listen to me.
Excuse me, sir. I am so sorry to bother you, but I was wondering if I could get a ride.
Arthur, you went to the wrong truck. This one just pulled up. It doesn't have any signs on it.
Sure.
He's waving you over to the passenger side.
Thank you.
Of course. No sense leaving you out here alone.
Well, you could have.
Arthur, this man is wearing a gas mask. I can't see his face, but his head seems to be fixated on the road ahead of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm heading to Harper's Hill.
It's all good.
My name's Arthur.
Kellen.
Nice to meet you.
You're wondering about the mask.
No, I'm just grateful for the ride. I appreciate it.
I was in the Great War. My lungs, they didn't do so well with all the chemicals.
Right. Completely.
I try to be more careful is all.
That's completely fine. Thank you for the explanation.
I didn't need to.
Sorry?
I didn't need to tell you.
Right.
I wanted to.
Well... Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Arthur, I need to remind you that you are still most likely wanted by the police. You've been in an accident. You just dropped a missing child off at the diner where this man was. This is a bad idea. We shouldn't be...
Quiet!
What?
Nothing. Sorry. Did I say that out loud? It's been a long day.
Do you know how to sing?
Sorry?
It took me a second to realize what was going on.
That's all right. I thank you again for the ride.
Of course. Could use the company, really. After all, I'm done my day.
Right.
Name's Kellen. Kellen Holman.
Yes, you mentioned...
It's Gaelic. You know what it means?
No.
It means slender. Thin. Like timber in a forest that's been cleared.
You don't say. And why do you think your parents named you that?
Don't know. But I've heard it before, you know.
Heard what?
Slender.
Yes. Me too.
You've heard it too? So you know how to sing?
Not really, no.
The radio is out.
Right. I was... wondering what you meant.
Yes.
It's a bit confused, frankly.
Do you mind if I sing?
No, not at all.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. It comes in colors pink and pleasant, glows in the dark cause it's iridescent. With my plastic Jesus, I'll do far.
Arthur, something is wrong with this guy. We need to get out of the car.
I appreciate the ride very much. How far is Harper's Hill? I'm sorry. Right, well, maybe I should get out now. Do you mind...
Why?
Well, I don't want to intrude on your evening.
It didn't stop you in the first place from asking for a ride.
I'm sure you have.
I already told you I was done. You didn't like my singing?
No, of course not. I just...
No?
No, I mean, of course I do, and I appreciate the ride very much.
You keep saying that.
Because it's true.
And why do you keep... Then why do you keep on trying to leave? You're just like all the others.
All the others?
Arthur.
Yes, you won't sing, but you heard my name just the same. Through my trials and tribulations, and my travels through the nation.
I didn't mean anything.
My plastic Jesus, I'll go far. You do have the Lord.
Quiet. Arthur, open the fucking door and roll out. This man is unstable.
You have the Lord, don't you?
Arthur, he's reaching for the glove box.
Quit talking so loud.
I'm not saying anything.
Not you. Sorry, they sing so fucking loud, you know. Is it your turn again?
For what?
For singing, Arthur. Is it your turn?
Yes, if you'd like.
And sing.
Okay. I can't forget the night I met you. That's all I'm thinking of. But now you call it... But I...
No, you're missing a word. You skipped a word. Madness. Why, Arthur, what makes you nervous to say madness?
I forgot the lyric. I just forgot what the word was, that's all.
Oh, it's because of me, isn't it?
No.
You think...
I don't think anything. Look, I want to get out. If you could just pull over to the side.
Because I hear voices in my head because they sing songs that I'm mad. When you're... I offered you a ride... That's not very nice of you, Arthur. I need to think.
Arthur, he's slowing down to the side of the road. When he stops, get out of the car and run.
Arthur.
Arthur, run!
Arthur. I just need a moment to consider how you've hurt my feelings. Just sit right there.
Arthur, get out of the car and run!
And if you move, I will fucking kill you. Thanks.
Arthur! You're not going to run, are you? Coward!
I lost my temper there, didn't I?
Arthur, what is your plan here? You missed our chance to run. So now what? We're at the mercy of this man.
I'm really sorry, Kellen. I didn't mean to offend you.
Offend?
Yes. So, how far did you say it was to Harper's Hill?
I didn't.
Arthur, I think we are turning off the main road.
Kellen,
I get sick some days in the summer. Do you ever get that?
Some days?
It used to drive my sister wild. I would cough till my lungs felt like broken glass. It was like it was the breeze that made me sick.
Arthur, we're heading down a long, thin road.
You mean like hay fever?
Yes. That was the name of it. Animals can get it too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
You think I'm lying?
No, of course not.
My cat had that, but not for the summer. She'd cough and wheeze whenever we touched her. She was always trying to pull herself away from me. think she was sick from me?
No, no, of course not.
My mother did.
Arthur, this isn't a house, or maybe it will be. It's just a series of small buildings in the forest, some piles of wood. Most of the buildings are just framing without walls. It's far off from the main road.
I would hold her tight. She would cough and wheeze, but I didn't let her go. If I let go, she would just run away, you know?
Yes.
Thank you for not running away. Let's go.
Arthur, he's reaching for the glove box that... There's a gun inside, Arthur. He's just grabbed it. He's left the car, Arthur. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
He's waiting for you.
Just tell me everything you see and we'll...
He's pointing a gun.
All right.
I want to show you what I've been working on.
Arthur, his back is to you. You could attack him. Take
no,
his gun.
No.
I can't.
What?
Nothing. Sorry, no.
Are you mocking me?
No, Kellen, I'm very interested in what you've been working on.
Have you been watching me?
No, God, no.
I've been building this all. Piece by piece, bringing parts in from town. Do you know the hardest part so far?
No, no.
Guess.
I couldn't.
Guess!
Fucking guess, Arthur.
Maybe just getting it here. Getting all the pieces.
You think I'm weak?
What? No. No.
Do I look like I'm not strong enough to carry wood?
No, I just meant...
Arthur, stop. He's just gonna take it wrong.
Quiet! Quiet. I knew what you meant. I'm not an idiot. No, that's not the hardest part. The hardest part was this.
He's leading you into a large, half-finished building. It looks like the main house, maybe. The door is only a tarp, but the walls are all here. Some of the framing in here isn't finished, but for the most part, the house is functional. There's a cot to your right and some other things.
This way.
You need to slow down if you want me to notice more things. We're in a room at the back of the house. There's no roof over this part.
It's very impressive.
This wasn't the hardest part.
No, of course. I just mean the work you've done here.
I did it all myself.
This room is a simple room. There's an oil drum in here, but there's... Wait. No, there's a metal sheet lying on the floor as well. He's bending down to it now.
Come.
Arthur, there is a basement. He had the stairs covered by that metal sheet. You can't go down there. You need to stop now.
We have to. He has the keys. We have no way out.
Arthur, for fuck's sake!
Ask him. You want me to ask him? Okay, fine. I'll just ask him. But I'm not going to tell you.
This is a stone-walled cellar. It looks like he's dug it by hand.
Why did you come here?
I'm not sure what you mean, Kellen. You brought me here.
Arthur, I think...
Quiet.
He's trying to...
I said quiet. You came to me. You said you heard my name. You said you liked my singing. You like my house.
Of course, Kellen, but you brought me. Maybe you just...
I'm just trying to find out if I am here to save you or if you are here to save me.
No one needs saving. There's nothing...
Yes, we do. How... How do you get it to listen to you?
What? How do I get what to listen to me?
That voice inside your head. The one that keeps telling you things.
Arthur.
Wait, you can...
Of course I hear him. And the voices in my head won't shut up unless I...
Arthur, don't tell him about me. He's lying. He's bluffing. He's crazy. He's just talking about his conscience. He doesn't understand.
Tell me. Don't lie to me.
Do you hear a voice inside your head as well?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Arthur, you...
I do hear a voice inside my head.
You're lying to me.
No, no, I'm not.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you lying?
I'm not, Kellen. I do hear a voice as well. It... It tells me what I see.
What you see?
Yes. It has control of my eyes. I can't see anything.
How do you stop it?
You don't. You start listening to it.
Arthur, you fucking idiot. He can't hear me. Hey, Kellen, your mother was a whore.
Well, then I know what I have to do.
You don't need to do anything.
Arthur, you've just told a man who hears voices to listen to them. He's heading back upstairs. You fucking idiot.
You know, I don't know what you want from me, okay?
You really thought he could hear me?
Yes. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, what now?
Let's just get the fuck out of here. Maybe he...
Wait. Arthur, there's a makeshift bed in the corner.
What?
It looks like someone had been sleeping down here.
So, he sleeps down here?
No. There was a cot upstairs that he was clearly using.
Right, so you think that...
Arthur, there is also a chain on the ground.
Do you think...
I don't think we're the first person he's brought back here.
We need to get the fuck out of this basement now.
Arthur, we have entertained this man enough. We don't just need to leave the basement. We need to take his truck and leave this place.
But his keys...
are in his pocket. We have to get them.
All right. Where is he?
I don't know. I don't see him.
The truck?
Still here.
Well, then where did he go? Where was his cot again?
By the front door. No, you're... Yeah, that.
Is there anything here of substance?
A couple of articles, a photo.
A photo? Who's in the photo?
Two kids, a boy and a girl.
He and his sister, perhaps?
Possibly, but he's not wearing a mask, so I don't know.
What do the articles say?
One headline reads, "Missing girl."
Jesus. Should we check the truck just in case?
No. Let's head out back. Oh, wait. Hold on. There's a rifle just tucked under his car.
Thank God. All right. What?
Nothing, just this house. It looks like it's been in a state of construction for years.
What do you mean?
The wood isn't fresh. It's dry and old. The floorboards don't look new, but instead well-worn. It looks as though someone just gave up.
Do you suppose this is even his place, originally?
I don't know. There's another tarp hiding in the backyard.
Should we be quiet?
He left us alone in the basement. I think he knows exactly what he is doing. The trees open up here quite a bit, and... it looks like there's a lake just beyond. I see a light.
All right.
The ground is sandy here, and I see him. He's on the end of a long dock that leads out onto the lake.
What is he doing?
He's looking at the moon, and he doesn't have his gun.
Kellen.
She came to me. Did you know that?
Who?
She asked for my help.
Why did she do that?
Because she knew I heard them too.
The voices?
Yes. Only...
Only what?
Only hers weren't like mine.
Kellen,
We had to shut her up. Keep telling me to check on her, but I don't want to.
You don't have to.
You told me to listen. I'm listening.
Arthur, he's reaching down to something by his feet. There's a chain. leading off the dock and into the water. He's begun pulling up.
What?
I don't know, Arthur. The chain is wet and covered in algae. It's fairly long. Wait. He's pulled up something. It looks like a birdcage. But there's something inside.
Huh?
Arthur. He has a human head in the cage.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Waterlogged and thick with rot.
What the fuck? Kellen, what the fuck is going on?
I'm sorry I ignored you for so long.
Arthur, he's talking to it.
What do you need to tell me?
What?
Arthur!
Arthur, tell that voice in your head that my mother was not a whore.
What?
I may not be able to hear him, but she can. She knows what's inside of you, Arthur. And she knows what it is.
How does she know?
Arthur, he is.
She says... What? What? What do you mean?
Kellen.
Arthur, don't!
No, not you. No, you can't do this to me.
Kellen, let me help you.
No, not you. You were mine. You came to me. You're mine.
Kellen, what is she saying?
She says she wants to be with you. To help you with that voice inside your head. She says she can hear it. And she can make it stop. But I'm not gonna let that happen. She came to me. I'm gonna cut your throat and let you bleed out on this dock.
Arthur, would you just for once fucking listen? Take the rifle off your back and shoot this guy in the fucking head. Now!
I'm sorry, Kellen.
Yes, Arthur, yes.
What?
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 I don't keep that rifle loaded, Arthur.
Fuck.
Ready or not, here I come.
Run!
Jesus fucking Christ, where?
One to your left. No. Turn.
I can't, I don't know where.
There's a large rock near the shore to your left.
This?
Yes. Wait.
What?
This isn't a rock, it's an overturned boat. Arthur, we can use this.
Where is...
He's coming closer. We need to move.
Where? The boat?
We're too close to the dock still.
What do we do?
Just stay down.
Fuck.
We're too close to the dock still. If we try to use the boat now, he will see us.
Fuck.
We need a distraction. Something to keep him occupied.
What if we went to the truck and we honked the horn?
No, that'll only draw him. It won't keep him busy. We need...
Fire.
What?
Fire. We'll start a fire at his house.
Arthur, are you sure?
We have no choice.
Stay low and move quietly. Arthur, stop! Don't move. He can't see you right now. Wait. Wait. Go! Just past these trees. You're almost at the house.
What am I looking for?
Quickly, to his bed. I thought I saw... Yes, there, a lighter.
Do we need...
Wait, I hear him. He's coming up behind us. You need to hide.
Where?
Now, quickly, just hug the wall. The other wall. Arthur, no, not under his bed.
Little pig, let me come in. Not by the hair of your chinny chin. Arthur, I know you're here. You don't understand. My sister, she's everything I have. I can't let her leave. Which means You can't leave either. Fine. You want to do it this way? You tried to shoot me. I think instead of letting you bleed out, I'm gonna cut your fucking head off and put it in the water right next to her so you can be together just like she wants. There you are.
Arthur! Arthur!
I'll huff and I'll puff.
Arthur, you dropped the lighter.
I fucking know where. Where did I drop it? Where is it?
Behind you, to your right. No, more to the left. No.
And I'll blow your house down.
Yes, light the bed. It's catching. Just wait. Hold the lighter. Another second. Just hold it there.
Fuck!
Arthur! Arthur!
No! My pictures!
Arthur, you need to move.
My stomach
is bleeding a lot. But his back is to you.
The fire!
It's spreading quickly. The wood is old. Arthur, you need to move.
Where's the boat?
You're heading there. Just keep moving.
My whole waistline, it feels wet with...
Arthur, you're bleeding a lot. Just move. Keep pushing. You can do this. The tree line is lit up behind you. I can see the light off the lake.
How does it look?
It looks fine, Arthur. Focus.
No, tell me.
It looks like a sunset. The boat, it's here. Push it into the water and let's go. All right, it's in the water. Climb in.
How far is the dock?
What, Arthur, just...
The dock!
You're right next to me.
No, tell me. If I push the boat like this, will it...
Yes, it'll be right next to the dock.
Good, cuz we're going back and we're getting the head.
What? Are you insane?
He said she wanted to help.
Arthur!
He said she can hear you. Fuck you, we're doing this!
It's at the end of the dock. You need to move.
Where's the boat?
It's gliding very slowly here. You might need to swim for it. Arthur, focus. You can do this. Keep your head above water. Yes, Arthur, the knife. You can get it. Just keep pulling. Yes, Arthur. You have the knife. Run it across his throat. Slit his throat. Arthur, kill him. Arthur. Yes. You did it. He's pulled away. He's still moving. Arthur, he's trying to crawl back up to the dock, but he's leaving you alone. The boat is near you. Go. Let's get out of here.
Not without the head.
Yes, the head is in the water. The chain is... Just get in the fucking boat first, and then you can pull in the head. Yes, there. Arthur, the smoke from the fire is moving down towards the lake. It looks almost like a fog moving in.
We need to get out of here.
The head. It's still attached to the dock.
No.
Wait. Kellen. He's undoing the chain.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it?
He's holding his neck closed. The blood is... He's done for, Arthur. But he's unlocked the chain. He's taking off his gas mask. I can't see him anymore. The smoke is surrounded. You need to start paddling. The fire is reaching the edge of the water. The smoke is... too thick. The smoke is everywhere, Arthur. Fuck. Arthur, you're losing so much blood.
How much is too much? How much is too much?
Fuck, Arthur. Arthur, I... Fuck. If this is the end, I'm sorry.
You and me both.
This too shall pass.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.